This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The guys on The Big Show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet. Time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now open for the 2019 racing season. With new events throughout the year, now is the time to go to GreatLakesDragway.com and plan out your summer of racing. Pick up a discounted ticket package or a season pass that will pay for itself after 3 visits. So pick up yours today.
Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. We do it every day, the 5 o'clock hour. Reset the big topics, give you the final say on them here at 414-799-1250 or in the Wendy's Fresh, Never Frozen inbox, live at 105.7FMTheFan.com. That's the email that you go to. You can tweet at us, 105.7FMTheFan. I'm Bill Schmidt Radio, Gary Ellerson, Leap 36, Sparky Radio. You can find all of us on there on Twitter, at 105.7FMTheFan. Is the station zone, that's where we're getting your reaction to the right lane, and the news of the day is Brandon Woodruff out for the foreseeable future. Craig Counsell just saying it's 6 weeks is what the Milwaukee Brewers are banking on. And how big of a loss for the next 6 weeks, Gary Ellerson, is Brandon Woodruff going to be, who was your ace and really becoming an ace across Major League Baseball for what he had done this year?
Well, it's a significant loss for him, obviously. Mm-hmm. If you start thinking about how many games he's going to miss, Steve talked about 6 weeks. He's going to be out for 6 weeks. And they're going to have to make a move here. We just talked to Adam McAlvey. He says maybe, you know, after the 31st, so you got about 10 days before that happened. You know, and he's right. I said this before, just when they start to feel like they gain some momentum, they hit a snag here. And so I think they've got to do something about it. I mean, we'll see how this all washes out, but oblique strain to me, or whatever they want to call it, tear, they all kind of the same thing. For a pitcher, I think that's a very significant injury.
Sparky, how big of an injury or a loss is it for the crew as Brandon Woodruff hits the IL, for the next 6 weeks?
Well, if you thought they were sellers before, then you still think they're sellers now, and that's kind of exactly where I'm at. It's going to be very difficult to replace him, and as Adam McAlvey just pointed out, you don't have anything to give up to go get him unless it's Keston Hira. So now you've really backed yourself into a corner, and I agree with Adam. I mean, they're in a very, very difficult spot unless they're going to go get some second- or third-tier pitcher. Like Gary said earlier, that's as good as a third-string pitcher, but in this horrible rotation, he can be your one, then fine. Then you can do it without having to give up a whole bunch, hopefully, and then see what happens. And maybe you can catch a magic carpet ride on the way out of this thing.
He instantly becomes better than Zach Davies, who has a 2.79 ERA.
If you believe in Zach Davies, that's fine. That's good. I'm just saying, you need better than Zach Davies. Zach Davies in a playoff series isn't scaring anybody. So from that perspective, yeah, you need better than Zach Davies. Zach Davies, if he's in a playoff rotation, is your 3 or your 4. I think teams are okay with that. Zach Davies in a playoff rotation as your 1 or your 2 doesn't do anything for, I don't think, most people in baseball. That's not a Brewers fan.
Leroy, how big of a loss is Brandon Woodruff? You're right, because nobody else listens about Zach Davies or wants to read into the stats and understand how good he's been. Leroy, how big of a loss is this for Brandon Woodruff?
Well, I would think anytime you lose an all-star, I think it's just something for the clubhouse to think this the one guy that has the swagger that you need to get to where you want to go. This guy's on pace to win 20 games. And not only that, the guy can really throw it. So the violence of the way he throws it at times, you know, that injury can be a little unsettling. But the guy's a warrior too, man. He just seemed like to me there'll be something that he can come back a lot quicker. But the batting that he does, that can be a stress on the oblique area, or as we call it, the mushroom area. You know, because when you try to get them size 28 pants, what size pants you used to wear, Garrett? Actually,
Leroy, you used to wear, what size do I wear now?
No, when you played.
Since I became a grown man.
When you was a rookie.
When I played as a rookie, I'm a 36 now, and I'm a 36 then.
Okay, good for you, Gary Ellis. That's good stuff.
You want to release the naked picture now?
It ain't really naked, but if you want.
He's been debating it for the last 3 hours every time everybody leaves the studio.
Anytime somebody. Now, let me get back on track. When you put them side. I talked to Mitch Rosen today. I ain't doing that. I was getting back on track. I ain't finna let y'all get me fired. Yeah. When you put them size 36 pants on and you're a nose guard, you know, and you just kind of look like
when I
wanna barely get in there.
Fit into what I wore to prom in high school.
I didn't know what a oblique was. I normally don't talk about stuff I can't spell, but let's get back to being business. So it's going to be something. But Chase Anderson, guys, made me, this cushion of this blow, feel a little bit better. 2.66 ERA just in July. I get it. But he's 5-2. I get it. But overall, like a 3.9 something. Okay, great. But it does feel good about having a veteran who can go out there that can keep things on board until you have to make the ultimate decision, do you buy or sell? I think they're going to stay where they are, see what happens. Because, again, win three games, the Cubs lose one or two, you're back in first place. And again, there's nothing to panic with right now. I really don't. And I don't think the Brewers are the type of organization under David Stern that panics. It seems like they always have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to give them enough room to find out what that is.
So the left lane coincides with what you just said of where you're going to go here at the trade deadline. If Woody is out long-term, now we know that it's 6 weeks.
Yes, now that we know,
That changes your philosophy going into the trade deadline of let's just see where we go, or are you addressing that move before the 31st deadline?
I'm going to see. I'm going to just wait and see. Because other teams know my position. I don't want to overpay for somebody. And we had some names out there, the Will Smith, the Zach Wheelers types. We have to give up a lot. I ain't willing to do that right now. I mean, we'll be willing to do it next week. But at this moment, I'm thinking about Chase Anderson getting the ball, going on the hill, and trying to win this game. Winning every day takes less stress off of me of doing something that I'm going to look back and say, man, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But at the same time, if you're close to first place, you do everything in your power to stay there once you get back there. Because they will be back in first place again.
Sparky, at this point, now Woody out 6 weeks. Is this changing your deadline plans to where you're replacing him with a Shelby Miller already in your organization, or are you addressing it on the market?
I'm selling. I was selling before this injury, and I'm still selling now after this injury.
So he quit in the Dunn Club.
I've been selling from the time
Twitter yet.
This has been happening for a while now. I think they can still make the playoffs. Now, again, for those that don't know, when we started the Dunn Club was you didn't think they could make the playoffs. Because, again, back then, expirations.
Because
back then, we were never expecting the World Series.
No, he thinks that they can make the playoffs, but it doesn't matter.
Correct.
Yeah, but it's on the fence.
Going to the playoffs doesn't matter.
Yeah, but that's on the fence.
That's what it is.
That's correct.
That's the difference.
That's too intelligent. Get off the fence. What do you think? You selling because you don't think you can do it.
I'm selling because I don't think they can win a World Series. No.
That's more fence stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not fence. That's true.
Come on,
isn't that why you play? Why do you play? You play to be 500? Do you play to be a wild card?
Yeah, but you only use that argument when it wants to fit you selling. If that's the case, they can sell every year.
If you don't think you're good enough,
every single year.
Agreed.
You're in the lowest market.
If you don't think yes.
You can't spend money like
last year, right? Right.
You can't spend money like the Dodgers. You're never going to get some of these top guys.
Exactly.
So why even have a damn franchise? He should sell it.
Leroy?
Wondering the same thing.
Leroy.
Sell it.
Leroy.
Sell the whole franchise.
See, just listen to yourself talk and you can figure this all out. Because you can't go out and sign all these big name free agents. Mm-hmm. You can't do all this. You have to rely on your farm system, right?
Or the players at the major league level that you have now.
That aren't as good as they need to be. And Adam McKelvey just came on here Adam McKelvey, a month out of four, pretty good. Adam McKelvey just came on the air and just got done telling you.
What is Milwaukee thinking right here?
Keston Hira is the one guy that everybody's going to want.
And nobody
it's 1992.
And if they trade Keston Hira.
They're not trading Keston.
Hold on. If they do, and I agree with you, I don't think they will. But if they were to trade Keston Hira for Baumgartner, Stroman, whoever it may be, is everybody going to be ecstatic and happy because they got that ace starting pitcher and they're going for it? even though they traded here? Because, well, he's just a prospect. I mean, he's played up here a few games.
He's not a prospect
He's not a prospect anymore.
He's here to stay.
He's played up here a few games.
We said stint to counselors.
You're right. That's what Kotze
said. Stint.
Right.
He's
so,
here.
No, the gospel MLB pipeline, because those rankings are completely accurate, they took him off of the prospect
list. Terang is now
no longer a prospect.
Right. Terang is now one. So if they trade Keston Hira to go get Stroman, or go get somebody else,
whoever,
is everybody going to be okay? And say, well, we got that stud pitcher. We're going for it. Because Travis Shaw's going back to play second. He's played really well in AAA. Everybody going to be happy?
I'm going to build off of Keston Hira being the player of the week.
Agreed.
I'm going to build off of that, and I'm going to see where it is.
They don't have untouchables. I do. I'm not trading Keston Hira for anything.
Or you trade Tristan Lutz and, let me think of Mario Feliciano.
You're going to get that for what, a third-rate reliever?
You can get Zach Wheeler for that easily.
No way.
Oh. Yeah.
No chance.
Easily.
Nope.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. You have an inflated view,
I think,
of those other guys.
You believe that Bryce Terang is like the only thing that people want.
I don't think Tristan Lutz and Feliciano get you anything more than a second or third-rate reliever, Billy. I don't. You have a higher, higher view.
Ryan Cordell got you Anthony Swarzak, who at the time had a 1.3 ERA, and he was 26 years old and still a prospect?
If I remember correctly,
that's
Ryan
one of the
Cordell,
lowest level prospect lists that you could have.
If I remember correctly, Cordell had major league experience at that point.
He was 15th in their prospect
list. And had played in the Texas Rangers outfield at one point before he got to the Brewers farm
system.
Five
games.
If memory serves correct.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's fine. You're going off of this one old trade and saying, well, we should be able to pull off every trade like that.
Well, you're pointing back to Doug Melvin's philosophy of 2004 or whatever it was.
Correct. And I think other GMs probably have the same philosophy. Now, the younger GMs, maybe not. The younger GMs probably are like you to a certain degree that say...
Or competitive ones.
I'll get prospects and I'll worry about next year. And then when people don't have the same inflated view of my farm system as I do, then I'm going to wonder what's wrong with everybody.
I also just don't know how you go to Christian Yelich, who you want to sign to over a $300 million contract.
I haven't heard that from anybody but you.
And say, hey, you know what?
Has anybody
else
heard that?
We're two games out of first place, but we're going to trade Mike
and
Yaz.
Who else has reported that other than you? This $300 million contract you keep throwing out there every day.
If you're going to have to sign him, that's probably what you're going to have to sign him
to. But has anybody said they're talking to him or negotiations for this contract that you're saying they are?
Everybody that watches baseball knows they're going to try to sign him.
No. I didn't ask you that. I asked you, has anybody reported that they're in negotiations or talks?
That don't mean it's not happening.
No, because if you believe what Billy has said in the past, which is look at the end of this contract and how old he's going to be. Nobody's going to give him that crazy money. Then if you're Stearns, why not just play it out? Why not just play it out and see what happens?
Why, if you're Christian Yelich,
why
would you want to when
you
don't know
what
the CBA is going
to
be?
He doesn't
have it. And I'm going to be out for a year without any guaranteed money. Why would I not lock in for $30 million the year before I'm going to go dark for a full year?
Good for you as the player. I'm saying from the organizational standpoint, why would you do that?
So you have him extendedly outward.
But if you know you can get him a lot cheaper.
Hang his name in the banners.
But Billy, if you know you can get him a lot cheaper because of what the next CBA can be, why would you do that?
Because you just pointed it out. You're a small market. You already have him in-house.
Which means I can't afford $30 million a year.
Yes, you can.
Because I am
market. That is a lie.
No chance.
Every team in baseball could have signed Bryce Harper to the contract he signed this year.
Then why didn't they, Billy?
Because they're
anybody else get in
Because they're
there?
Not competitive.
Because they're
don't
not as smart as you.
No, because they don't want to compete.
That's what it is. Okay.
They don't want to compete. They're going to wait for a guy that's at low A ball.
One day you can sit down with either Mark Itzadasio or David Stearns and talk about the finances and how this works at Major League Baseball level, and that it's not as easy as you think it is to just go throw $30 million at a guy in this market. It's just not. I mean, I know you think
it is,
but it's
not. $20 million at Ryan Braun.
Yeah, and they regret that.
And that comes off the books, what, next year?
I would have never guessed they would offer.
Okay, there's $20 million right off the table. I just got to find 10 more.
They projected, and they were caught with their pants down.
Cool, sounds good. I got to find 10 more after Braun's off the books. Like, it's... Make it that easy. 414-799-1250. That is the left lane in the return lane.
You okay, Donna?
Yes, left
lane. Are you less worried about Malcolm Brogdon leaving the Milwaukee Bucks after they acquire Kyle Korver and them, Wesley Matthews, Robin Lopez, and Thanasis Atetokounmpo?
I don't understand why this guy keep watching himself with his shirt off. That is so unsettling.
Is that what you're doing over there?
He's just watching himself.
No.
He keep telling people he did this and did that. Just release the photos, man.
I've only been working with you on this show for about 5.5 months.
Oh, I know what he wants. He wants somebody to hack him. He's going to release him. Steve, watch you go, oh, I was hacked. Stop it. Just
go ahead.
Send the pictures out, man.
I was
going to
say, the only way that I know that you are looking at yourself in the video is because when you don't want to tell somebody what you're doing, you like to do one of these, and you kind of bat the eyes a couple of times.
You got it.
Nah, man, I ain't doing all that.
I'm working on sending you some pictures, baby.
I ain't doing all that.
He's going to send you some pictures, all right. Yeah, he's going to see it. So I don't know why he
What's
do that.
The man.
Great day to let everybody know that
What's
today.
The question?
In this
you got
building.
A question here?
Yes.
I'm going
to leak these photos. Return lane the is yeah, are you less worried about Malcolm Brogdon leaving the Milwaukee Bucks after the Kyle Korver signing?
Well, yeah, I am. Billy.
Billy.
And, you know, that's what my mama calls me.
Whitnell's finest.
Billy. Whitnell's finest. Hey, it's Mean Streets in Whitnell.
Mean Streets of the 8th seed. Hey, not many people make it from where I'm from.
Never make it from Whitnell. So, yeah, I mean, I think when you go back and look at Kyle Korver, Matthews, Lopez.
Shooter.
This team is better than it was when they lost to Toronto. Right?
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, I am.
Stop.
Yes,
so,
I
Leroy,
am.
You're feeling a lot better now that Malcolm Brogdon's gone, but you have three dudes that took over for him?
Nah, but I still think last year's team was amazing. Mm-mm. You can't beat that. I mean, you're wire to wire the best.
Better shooters.
Number one in defense, number one in offense. You had the MVP, executive of the year, coach of the year. It's going to be hard to top all that. It is. But Kyle Korver, who I think looks like Austin
Who
Richard,
I think.
That's just me. He's perfect for this offense, Steve. I really do. I mean, the guy can. And I said he needed five threes a game. And Steve looked it up, and he's about
Steve
that.
Look
you
it
did
up.
That last year?
And he
Utah.
Was firing those.
Yep.
Steve,
just shoot it.
In 20 minutes, he averaged five threes a game and 7.5 shots a game in 20 minutes. He let
y'all
it fly.
Y'all better get involved. Bledsoe better get it to him.
This whole let it fly stuff. He'll do it.
Well, Bledsoe will do that. Bledsoe a good player.
This is the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane at 414-799-1250. Rolls on after this. But first, these messages. These messages from Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Wendy's.
Bacon Fest is on at Wendy's. Nobody does bacon
like
Wendy's.
Ask me at bacon.
And they're celebrating their delicious meat candy at Bacon Fest. Stop in for the new bacon jalapeno cheeseburger with a bacon double stack and the $5 biggie bag only at Wendy's Bacon Fest. And check this out. Nobody sells more bacon cheeseburgers than Wendy's because nobody does bacon like Wendy's. Bacon. It's a bacon lover's dream come true, only at Wendy's.
Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. I'm Bill Babytow Schmidt, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, and Leroy Butler here as well. 414-799-1250. It's what Austin in Minnesota listening to us on the radio.com app dial. Now he's on The Fan. Hi, Austin.
Hey, what's up, Big Show? Kind of to touch on the Brewer Lane here. Man, what a great way to end the day with that Woodruff news, right? But where I kind of find solace in mental stability was the fact that you think about the rest of the Central's not doing that great. They've struggled as much as the rest of the Brewers have, and kind of like y'all and McKelvey alluded to, that alone should allow you to evaluate up until the trade deadline, seeing what you have now, hoping for the best with Chase Anderson, how he might perform, and then once you come up to the trade deadline, you can really evaluate, hey, do we get more relievers? Do we stack up on another, get another pitcher like, you know, maybe a very Joey Chassin type guy who generally is a 2 or 3 guy, and maybe he can tide you over to the playoffs. By that time, get you into the playoffs, you get Woodruff back to pair with him. Should go nice, you know, get Davies down to the 3 or 4 spot in the pitching rotation. But you can't package a Keston away. That's sending away your future, especially, you know, you don't know what's going to happen with Christian. You don't know what's going to happen with the CBA. But just, you're right. You don't have much to play with. You don't have much to package up. But I do see Corey Ray or Bryce Terang holding some value in terms of being able to get a pitcher who's going to fill in the meantime or even a relief pitcher. I feel like there is some value, but, yeah, we're playing with not a lot.
Let me ask you this. What do you think they need to get at the deadline to put themselves in a good position to win this division and compete with for World Series?
Yeah, I would start with a starting pitcher. Like you said, Steve, you can't go into this with Zach Davies at the 1 or 2 spot in your pitching rotation. No one's scared of that. It's going to be hitting him around, you know,
But Zach nobody Davies has against, all year. You know, people haven't been hitting Zach Davies around all year, Austin. What makes you believe that it's going to change just because his name is Zach Davies?
No, up until this year, how dominant has he ever been? He struggled mightily up until this year. He's starting to look good, and he very well could be turning the page. But we don't know, and having him at the top of your rotation in the playoffs when you might run into a Dodgers right away, that's just not something you're really comfortable with. And I think ideally you want to go into that with another starting pitcher because you don't have the pitching depth to begin with. calling up Zach Brown is not even close to the answer. You don't know what you're getting with Corbin Burns or Freddie Peralta. So I feel like it makes most sense to evaluate what you have now, like I said, and then kind of at the trade deadline, really can go into, can we move these pieces, not name Tessna here, and get another starting pitcher.
Appreciate the call. I think that's going to be what you have to do. You got to find bodies that are going to allow you to stay here until Woody gets back, and then you can make the push towards the playoffs like you're looking for. You're going to have to buy time, is kind of what you've done all year long, to make sure that you can try to make a push like you did last year. Set yourself up for an opportunity to run to the finish. Mike's on the south side of Milwaukee. He's up on the Fan. Hi, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. It's been a while. Welcome back, LG, baby.
Thank you, Mike.
I'm going to get off the Brewers a little bit because it's going to get beat to hell in the next, 10 days?
Yeah, sure it is. Beat to hell, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
It's beat
to today
hell.
Took a beating.
Oh, yeah.
Just going to go off map a little bit. What'd you think of the redneck softball jerseys with the Reds? You think approved?
Without the sleeves on them you're talking about?
Yeah.
They used to wear vests all over Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I don't like them. I think
didn't they make them wear a shirt underneath?
It used to be, but it had to be a team-issued color. The Reds got it cleared because those used to be used in, I believe it was like the 1930s or something like that.
So if the NFL, the guy writes Lord his name on a shoe for a cancer patient, they fine him.
That's because
I don't get it.
Thanks, Mike. What? That's because the NFL's weird. I don't know.
What did he say?
He liked to do that
Reds
kind of stuff.
Team had jerseys
called
without
them redneck.
Sleeves. Yeah, had no sleeves on them, so they were cut off like right here.
They called them redneck?
Well, he
called them.
He
redneck.
Did. Because they had no sleeves on them, so he referred to them as rednecks. That's what he did.
Well, black people cut off shirts.
I ain't going to get into that. Go ahead.
What?
Yeah, he probably shouldn't have called them rednecks, clarify.
No.
Obviously.
No.
I think we all know that.
Yeah, no. Come on, cuz. We trying to be, we trying to be.
Well, if it's the one show
inclusive.
You want to do it on, do it on this show.
Yeah,
don't rob
me.
Well, of all the shows, you're right about that.
Right.
What's
right.
that, Leroy? Trying to do what now?
Don't rob me. I want to know what you're thinking. So what you just finna say?
I saw like more Trump banners the further I got north.
Where?
Just
where you went fishing?
In Wisconsin. Yeah.
Gary, this is my shocked face.
He's bone with that face.
Milltown's on the north side of Milwaukee.
Nobody can see that face. You might want to post that. But for real, the farther I got north, the more Trump stuff I saw.
Crazy.
Steve, like in these little small towns.
You were surprised.
Yeah, like going, huh?
You were surprised.
Hit the hot button.
Huh? Yeah. And I'm talking about posters like as long as our building type poster cuz.
Why you figure they got to hide it?
Like there's no.
They wouldn't hide it.
They ain't pulled it.
They was the banners.
Like, how are you getting a printer that big?
Right.
Yeah.
These jokers in the middle of nowhere, how they get them that big?
Drive 2 blocks north of Lambeau Field. Or 2 blocks east of Lambeau Field on Lombardi Drive.
You see one there too?
The whole fence, the picket fence.
I mean, I ain't got
from post
right.
to post.
I'm not mad. I ain't mad at Trump.
No,
or like that. I'm just saying.
So
put your disclaimer out there. So
no, I ain't mad. I ain't mad at him or nothing like that. I just said I just saw
why
more.
You gotta say that?
Well, I just saw more of them than ever before. Like
but
way up north.
You don't even associate with a party, do you?
No, I vote whoever I like. I ain't.
Well, you go in there and pull the curtain back, whatever.
Well, yeah, I vote whoever I like, Leroy. You know, I vote Republican and I vote Democrat. Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to be all like that. Straight party thing, all that kind of mess.
Well, say, I didn't vote for
Trump. Yeah, one of you jokers.
I ain't vote for
trying
no
to
Trump.
Date my daughter or something. I ain't going to vote with you trying to date my daughter.
Hey, I ain't vote for nobody. Say they just grab people when they want to grab folks. That's just me.
Okay, Milltown is on the north side of Milwaukee. He's up on the Fan. Hi, Milltown.
Milltown, what's up, my
what's up, Milltown?
Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Every week, every day, it's somebody I agree with and it's somebody I oppose. That's why this is the greatest sports talk show in the world.
I agree.
Today, I'm with Leroy and I'm not with you, Sparky.
That's okay.
Okay. I know it's okay. I don't want your veins to pop out either. So let's.
It didn't pop out, but twice today.
Leroy is right. If we always planning for the future, looking at prospects, we'll never contend. If the purpose is that we have to think we're going to win the World Series, because at the beginning of last year and during the season, most people did not think we could compete with the Dodgers then. So we shouldn't have bought then. I say get into the playoffs and then see what happens. Mm-hmm.
One second here. Brewers make a change to the lineup. Kesson Hira has been scratched with left quad tightness. He is now day today.
Yeah, left quad tightness. You got to be careful with that. Go ahead.
It's tough. Milton. Go ahead, Milton.
So Saladino's now in the lineup, baby. Yeah.
Grand Slam will do that.
Another blow. But I still say I wouldn't trade Kesson Hira no matter what unless we get the Mets pitcher, not Wheeler.
You're
the
talking
one that won the Cy Young.
Yeah, you're talking about DeGrom.
Right, DeGrom. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't trade him unless for Serge or DeGrom. That's me. When people come and say they want him, no.
And that's
the end of the story.
Yeah.
Then you don't make the trade.
That's
so
when
I wouldn't trade him for Baumgartner because I don't think Baumgartner at this stage of his career is better than Woodward.
Yeah.
So
no,
why
I agree.
Trade for him?
Appreciate
it. I would trade Corey Ray. And how old is Arcia?
Arcia, 24 years old.
Is he?
All right, so I would trade the shortstop in the minor league system because we got a shortstop relatively at the same age and can grow, who already has proved he's a major league player.
Go get him,
Steve. If we could play those two together and get somebody like
Miller. What
about
Dubon?
Go get him, Steve.
Appreciate the call, Milltown.
Go get him, Steve.
Orlando Arcia will turn 25 on August 4th.
Man, he's young.
Yeah, he is, no doubt. Dean Murray is young at heart, too. He's giving people deals left and right. These messages from Gary Ellerson and the Jewelry Center.
He's still looking at that picture of himself.
Dean Murray. I'm going to post this picture. I think I got this picture.
Don't
I think I'm going to post it.
Just post the damn picture,
grown
man.
Grown man don't do that.
Huh?
Let the kid hit the hot button. Let the millennials have that. We grown. We don't need to do that.
I don't need to post.
No.
But Leroy, I've been working out, man.
Yeah, but that's okay. You don't need to tell people. Let people tell you you've been working out.
Well, they'll tell me I've been working out once they see the pictures.
You don't need to prove that. Okay. You, Gary Ellerson, you don't need that.
Okay.
That ain't gonna verify you. You already verified.
Well,
you already a dime piece. We don't need no.
Do I gotta turn your mic off?
No, I'm giving my boy some lessons,
some advice.
Life lessons. Yeah, advice.
Yeah. That's what we do.
Gary Ellerson and the Jewelry Center.
I like that open better in there. The last one I didn't like. Go ahead, Gary. My green and gold.
Gary Ellerson and the Jewelry Center.
My rookies reported today. I'm giving them a green and.
Now turn my mic back on, fool.
My friend at the Jewelry Center is Dean Murray, 76 in Layton Plaza, in Brookfield, off Blue Mile Road, in Tri-City National Bank Building, and a new location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Listen, guys, if you're going to a jewelry store, I'm telling you right now, you're spending way too much money. My good friend Dean Murray at the Jewelry Center is going to get you right. He's going to set you straight. You're going to get the best money. You're going to get the best money. You'll get the most money on your old gold of jewelry when you go to the Jewelry Center. Guys, if you want that great deal, the best deal, walk into the Jewelry Center. He's normally at the 76 and Layton. He's there all the time. Walk into the store, ask him if you want to see Dean Murray, and you tell Dean Murray the guys from the Big Show sent you. You're going to get a sizable discount on anything he asks for in that store.
Yeah, Kyle Korver's nice, but what about a different reunion for the Milwaukee Bucks? Wendy's Big Show wraps things up on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Bill Baby, Tal Schmidt, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, flanked by our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. Leap 36 here for a couple of more minutes. Leap, one of your old favorite Milwaukee Bucks, working out again.
Michael Redd.
Sending out videos and cash money Middleton, giving him the eyeballs, trying to find out, where's Brandon Knight going to end up?
Oh.
You want Brandon Knight back with the Milwaukee Bucks? He's rehabbing after his foot injuries. He looks good.
Sir.
Sparky, you saw the video.
Well, y'all know I'm a Brandon.
What'd you think of him?
Well, it's a hype video, so obviously he looked good.
I'm a Brandon Knight friend. You know that.
I'm with you. I mean, providing he physically can pass, if he can pass a physical and all that fun stuff, which based on, obviously, he can.
He never got rid of.
15th man on the roster. Sure, I'm good with bringing Brandon Knight back. We know he's got good chemistry with Middleton and so forth. I'm assuming him and Giannis are fine. So, yeah, sure. I'm fine with Brandon Knight. I'd rather have him than Jarrett Smith.
You go bowl on it and say, hey, man, you guys saw my YouTube videos. You know what I can do on the floor. That's all that matters.
I would definitely bring him back.
You don't want him in for a workout before you're lining and just saw what you can do.
Some veterans, though, you don't why even go through that. You got to have a visit, though. Pass a physical, obviously. We just talked about that.
I'm guessing that he put Korver through a workout. But he wasn't coming. Well, yeah, he was kind of dinged up last year. But, yeah. I mean, I'd be fine working on Brandon Knight before he signed.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Gary, you like it? Brandon Knight back with the Bucks?
Yeah, let me have Yeah.
In. Yeah, nice. Three out of three. Yeah. Like
it. Yeah. I don't think that'll ever happen.
So that means Brandon Knight is never getting signed by the Bucks again.
Yep. Good, correct.
Guys are probably they brought by Steve, boy.
Who?
Thanasis?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Kazar. He's going to have his baby or something.
Brad Jennings. Brandon he did come back.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Came back, too. Everett comes back every Monday at 3:48. He joined us today along with Adam McCalvey. Appreciate both of them.
It wasn't quite how it was.
Anthony, intern and fam, thanks for the work today, as always. For Gary, Leroy, Sparky, I'm Baby Tausch. Back tomorrow at 2. Baby, you Shane Blind postgame show after another Brewers win tonight on The Fan.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.